Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. I want to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show, and we're really excited to have everybody on. As you know, we missed last month because Brigitte was traveling, and this month we switched the date 1 week because I'm on a cruise. So we want to be able to do the show and make sure we had the three amigos on the show. So I think in December we're actually back on schedule again, which is, of course, the second Tuesday of the month. We'll be taking callers. I'll probably be grabbing a couple names in the beginning of the show today, but I'll also be giving out the number and taking callers towards the end of the show also. The call number, if you have any questions, is 646-716-9663. As always, we like to give out the website, so if you want to find out more about the show and about Brigitte and Michael, and if you miss any of the links I'm about to give out for their websites on the great services they have, you can go to the regular radio website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Brigitte will be doing the channeling this evening. You can check out all her great tools and all the things she does in person and remotely, including her retreats, at www.lightbridge101.com. And, of course, the music that you're going to hear this evening, both in the introduction and during the show, comes from our friend Mike, who has a beautiful gift. And he plays music that's actually channeled to him. And that's all the amazing music that you'll hear on the show this evening as we take breaks. And the archangels and the ascended masters tell us what to play and everything. And we have a whole lineup of great things to play for everybody. If you want to pick up more of his music and to also check out his services, because he can actually create custom music just for you, which I've done a few times. It's an amazing experience and a great holiday gift. You can check out his website at www.mike, that's M-I-K-E, SNYDERCC.com. And with that, Brigitte, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. It's always great for the three of us to come together and for all of you to connect with us as we are creating this beautiful energy vortex that is certainly very much needed at this time of continued change and awakening and facing our shadow sides over and over again. And October certainly was a month that was filled with those episodes, and November is right on target too. But really, really an amazing opportunities to delve deeper into your inner self. And because we are constantly experiencing the vibrational frequency on Earth that is raising, and we are experiencing that there are those of us who actually only came to Earth to like dip our toes into the Earth realm to take whatever we needed to take with us and to then raise ourselves into the higher realm, and as well as those who are here to teach us lessons that are not sometimes as comfortable as we like it to be. And yet everything is interconnected. Everything has divine purpose, even though we don't always understand it. And so a lot of the difficulties we are facing are connected to wanting to control the outcome, wanting to see, wanting to be able to move in a certain direction. And when it doesn't go that way, becoming frustrated or disappointed or even doubting our existence here on Earth. And so I find it very important in these times to really live in alignment with nature and to not work against nature. To become aware that the days are darker, and instead of being upset about it, being upset about the colder days or the darker days, even so in the South, in Texas and Florida, you probably don't have it that much. But still, in a lot of areas around the Northern Hemisphere now, we are starting to feel the colder days. There are already predictions of snow in certain areas like Colorado might have already had their snow. And so what does it mean to us? You know, so often do we force ourselves into activity at times when every part of us is asking us to slow down, to relax, to go a little bit into a role of inactivity and more rest and more sleep, to recharge ourselves and to hear new creative influences that can only be heard through the silence within. And so I invite all of you to take these next few weeks and months as a great opportunity to replenish yourself and to go within instead of fighting it and becoming frustrated because you're experiencing certain kind of limitations, to recognize that darkness and limitations actually allow for a new consciousness to be born, for a new self to be defined and to be created. And so these are once again times that are very much about that. We're leading up to the 11-11 gateway, which is always a gateway of consciousness shift. And it's funny, I just talked to my mom this morning, and she reminded me that, I don't know, 10 years ago, 13 years ago, I think it was 1989, but don't hold me to it, where around November 9th, the war fell between East and West Germany. That's 2 days before 11-11. And that is very symbolic of the influence that we feel coming from 11-11, the breaking down of all structures. Now, our human self is terrified about this. Our human self is afraid of the unknown, afraid of that, what that would mean. And so we are going usually through a phase of turmoil before that, or even during that, or even a little bit after that. Because we want to know, we want to figure out how our life is going to turn out. We have certain ideas, certain dreams, certain directions that we think that is what we want to do. And yet we forget that we are part of a greater plan and that God, Source Creator, has a very different idea for us, most likely, than we necessarily can comprehend at this moment in time of our life. And it's not that this greater divine plan is working against our heart. Usually it's much more in alignment with our heart. We cannot even fathom so much what the divine has in store for us. And so we become restless and afraid. What if we miss a boat? What if we are not prepared enough? What if we are not good enough? What if everything keeps staying the same way and nothing is ever going to change? All these human parts that want to stay in this place of separation, whereas the 11-11 energy very much is about unification. It is a master number. It is 1111. So it asks you to really look at yourself, 11, look at yourself, stand face to face with the one that you are, and embrace yourself as an aspect of God, Source Creator, all that is, with all your, what you might call your negative traits and what you call your positive traits. All of you is an aspect of God, Source Creator, all that is. And so these are very crucial times we live in. And I can only invite you to get a music session from Mike if you have a chance, because music is, and I just read that somewhere, that to entice the soul to come into body, into the human form, music was created, because the music gave the soul the joy to experience in the body that would make it worthwhile being here on Earth. And so music is a universal language that brings about tremendous healing and transformation. And if you have a chance to either download some music from Mike's website or get a personal session, you will find that it supports your deep, deep healing process. I've gotten several, and I can never get enough of them. And it really supports you on your journey towards oneness, towards alignment with your divine self. And I don't know, Mike, are you on the line? Can you talk a little bit about how you set up long distance sessions for people if you're there?
Sure. Yeah, to do them long distance, usually I have to do it over Skype. And so that usually is the best method to work so that I can play the music live, and then I can also record it on my computer at the same time to then send you a recording of the half-hour music piece once we're done that you can use for your own, you know, meditation purposes and things like that. I found it works out very well. Obviously, in person is always a little bit nicer, but, you know, with a lot of people, when you live at a distance and you want to experience your individual music session with me, Skype is pretty much the way to go. So usually we start out by making a phone call first to make sure the Skype connection's good, and then take it from there.
Great. Thank you, Mike. And again, the music is totally in alignment with you and where you are on your path, and it's very much channeled. So Mike stays out of the way, and the hierarchy of light comes through him to give you that what you need at that time. So it's a beautiful gift that you can give to yourself, and it's also a beautiful gift that you can give to others. Now, as an opening, we also have not only the music, but we have Mark offering the beautiful Diksha, a healing modality or a form of healing, a form of blessing, I should say, that is aligning you with your divine self. Mark, you want to talk a little bit about the Diksha you're going to offer again? Did we lose you? Maybe we did. So the Diksha is this beautiful alignment when you also receive. Oh, good. Awesome. Well, you want to talk about the Diksha? That'd be great.
Yeah, I was going to say what she said. So, you know, basically, and it feels like I've been doing the Diksha for quite a few years now. It's something I learned from being with the Oneness Group out of Florida when I was in Florida before I moved to Texas. It's a gift that allows me to basically just set good intentions and send all kinds of blessings to people. My experience in doing Diksha for probably close to 5,000 people is that it basically is different for every single person. It's interesting in a way because it seems like all I simply do is set the intention of you getting what's for your highest good or whatever it is you need in your life. And just setting the intention and putting it out to everybody, it not only works for all the people who are listening to the show, but also for people who listen to the replays. So it's very powerful that way. But basically that's the only thing I do is I just simply set the intention that everybody gets what they need. So that's it. It's very simple, actually.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mark. So We are going to start with a music piece of Mike's and Mark's Diksha blessing, and then afterwards the Ascended Masters will come through me and talk to you directly and give you a message and then certainly take you on a journey. And often there's healing that goes on with that. There's also going to be a form of activation that sometimes is given. So you want to make sure that you really allow yourself this time for you. It doesn't make a difference whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording. It is the same intensity for everyone in relation to what they need at that moment. So why don't we start tonight with the music piece Mark the divine too. Let's just start with that, which is a perfect way to also let the Diksha come through, and then we'll go from there. All right.
Thank you.
Greetings, my friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I am with every single one of you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. And yes, these are truly momentous times for every single one of you. You're continuously merging that what is opposing each other into oneness to reach another consciousness level. For that, all parts of you seek balance, seek harmony, seek to bring together heaven and earth, seek to bring your divine I Am presence in alignment with your human self, your masculine side with your feminine side. Every part of you seeks balance and harmony. And yet there are times where you feel this cannot be achieved. You're terrified because you're more into one direction than into the other. You're willing to believe more into the darkness and into the separation than the oneness that is within all of existence. And so I invite you right now to take a deep breath. You've worked very, very hard in the last few months, really throughout this year. It has been a year of deep merging, deep transformation. You've worked through your shadow side over and over and over again. And you might say you've done that for a while, and you have, because you're a way shower. You are treading a path so that others can follow it. And a part of you might say, why am I even doing this? This is way too much work. This is way too difficult. Why am I the way shower? Can I make a different choice? Of course you can make a different choice. You can always make a different choice. But deep inside of you, deep in your heart, you hear the calling of your soul and your divine I Am presence. And you know that there's only one way for you to go. And that is forward. You can't go back. You can't turn around. You can't go back into the ignorance or into the not knowing or into that asleep state. It simply no longer works. No matter how much you bury yourself in work, when other of your old habits, you can't go back. And so what does that mean to you? Well, first of all, take another deep breath. Allow yourself to relax. It really means for you right now to just not do anything. To just allow yourself for a moment to be. Your mind thinks of the next thing to do. What else do you have to study? What else do you have to prepare for? What else do you have to look at to transform it into love and light? So for this single moment, allow yourself to just feel your heart. Feel your heartbeat. Feel your body. Feel your feet connected to the earth. Feel your crown open to the divine and acknowledge that you're not alone. No matter how much you might have convinced yourself that you're fighting this fight alone, that you're on this path alone, that nobody understands you, that is an illusion to break. You're not alone. We are here with you. Feel the presence of angels and divine masters around you. Feel their love and just bathe in that love for a moment. Even if you can't feel it, just know that it's there for you. Just know that you truly are at the right place at the right time. There is no accident. You have not failed. You have not wasted your time. On the contrary, you've been right on target. And if something doesn't work the way you want it, if you get frustrated because you want to work the violet flame more effectively, or you get frustrated because as much as you want to be a messenger of love and light, you feel that all your thoughts are infused with negativity and discord. But in truth, at the core, you are love. At the core, you are the violet flame of transformation. At the core is your Christ itself, bringing through miracles if you only allow yourself to let go of control. This is not you doing it. This is the hierarchy of light. This is your divine self through you doing it. And so it is about allowing yourself to will thy will be done through you. Let go of control. Let go even further. Surrender even further. Even when you thought you surrendered, surrender a little bit more. Even when you thought you let go of control, let yourself fall a little further. Whenever there's a moment that you need to know, release the need to know. Whenever there's a moment where you think you need to do something, even so you don't know what it is, let go of the need to do something. Whenever there's a moment where you feel you need to say something to be right, to bring a point across, to let your truth be known, stop. Don't say anything. And go within. And listen. Listen in the silence to your divine self, to your God self. What is your divine self telling you, nudging you, guiding you to do? What is really going on within all that busy work that is trying to keep you separate from something that is within you on such a deep level? A powerful light, a powerful love, a powerful source of creation. And so take a deep breath now and go within in recognition that you are preparing for the 1111 portal. You are preparing on 1111 to be the illuminated equal armed cross, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself. Envision yourself being that rod of power, being the middle pillar of love and light, with your arms stretched out to each side and allowing for that incredible love and light to not only enter you, but through you out into the world. This happens through alignment, through balance. And so I want you to envision, using the in-breath and out-breath, how that light within your center, within your heart, is also the center point of that illuminated cross that you are. And feel it pulsating within you, strong. It is the source of transformation. It is the source where great alchemy can take place, where you can make out of something, something else. Or better yet, where you can make out of nothing, something. It is a void out of which all creation flows, that comes through and uses you as a vessel, as a host, to be the words of God, to be the actions of God, to be the love of God. And in this case, God, not connected to any religion, but God as the source creator, the great spirit of all that is. And so feel now the openness of your heart, the star portal that your heart really is, the beautiful gateway that is opening up further and further for that 1111 frequency to come through you and out into the world. Let your consciousness enter that portal that is within you, that is preparing to open up for that transmission. And allow your consciousness to move into it and beyond your physical self, into the space that is between the spaces. It is a sacred place that holds everything together and in balance. And let yourself be drawn along where you can see matter and form around you, and yet in this place you are formless. You're only a consciousness. You can sense, you can feel, but it's not the feelings of the physical form. It's the feelings through an inner knowing, through your consciousness. Again, it is a part of formlessness that you're now experiencing. And so let your consciousness now move. Move beyond the solar system. Move beyond all creation, because it listens to a calling from a source far from here, a calling from a world that is of no word. It is a place where only consciousness exists. It is a place where you can feel the archetypes that envision the creation of form, as experienced on Earth, as experienced in the solar system, as experienced in this galaxy. And so step now in front of these elder consciousnesses. Again, you yourself at this point are a consciousness without a body. Feel the presence of these archetypes, of these elders, of these beings, these formless beings who supervise the evolutionary process of this universe. Each one of them has a unique message for you, a unique gift. There are 12 right now in total that have been awaiting you, 12 that are giving you a gift in preparation to the 1111 star portal that will open up within you and work within you, through you, and out into the world. So allow now your consciousness to be touched by their consciousness, to behold a vision about you that will allow you to see the world that you live in a new way. And for that, I ask you, Mark, to play the rays of light piece. Thank you. from the loving gathering with those elders, and now being released into the cosmic heart of this universe, where you are standing face to face with Lord Maitreya, who is now giving you a blessing that opens you up to remember the power of universal love, the only true integrator that allows all opposing forces to come into balance, to merge back into oneness. Allow this love to fill you up, every cell of your body, as that what you receive from the elders is still being integrated into you. It is important that you acknowledge what it really means for you to bring the 1111 frequency to Earth, that it asks of you to be conscious of the role you play on Earth. You're not just someone. You're not just there by mistake. You play a significant role. You have a key position in the evolutionary process that is taking place on Earth at this time. Don't judge yourself for the feelings of pain and discord at times. The key is love for self. That is how it starts. That is what Lord Maitreya is giving to you. It's a power to love yourself. To love yourself in a manner that you no longer need confirmation from the outside. That you no longer are codependent on anything or anybody. It is a love that allows you a sense of peace, a sense of calmness, a sense of balance that can only be found within. It is in this place of self-love that you can surrender, because there is no longer any fear. There is absolute trust and faith that there is a divine plan and you are part of it. We understand that it can be scary at this time because there are so many changes happening everywhere, including in your own life. But you made some very important changes within yourself. So allow the outer world to catch up and trust that it will. When a job falls away, it is not falling away because someone is victimizing you or you did something wrong or the job wasn't the right job for you. It simply is changing now because you changed within. You are ready to live in a new outer expression of yourself because your inner expression has changed. So it is only natural that the walls of the outer world fall and that everything changes accordingly. So trust the process. Yes, you might walk blindfolded, but the love that Lord Maitreya has given you at this time shall give you the strength and courage to do so in the knowing that all is well. All is well. And if there are those around you who are choosing at this time to leave their physical body behind, then love them for that. Because for all of them, it is a release. It is a letting go of something that no longer serves them, to step out of the physicality into the higher realm, to step into a new phase of their evolutionary process. It might be hard for those who are left behind, but even there are lessons to learn that on a higher level were agreed upon. Trust and have faith that everything is happening according to the plan. So feel that love filling you up now, as Lord Maitreya is attuning your heart to a higher frequency. And so this is a very unique activation you're receiving right now as I'm speaking, as you're guided to go through this. You're also going to play the third ray so that the third ray music from Mike will infuse the heart activation with extra empowerment. Let this take place now. Now you're being released out of the heart, out of the cosmic heart of this universe. You're being released back all the way to your physical self, where you can allow your consciousness to merge back with your physical self. But at this time, I ask you, in alignment, to send this love into every aspect of your life, especially those parts that you felt were out of control, or were discordant, or in any form threatening, whether it is the lack of money coming in, whether it is the lack of work opportunities, whatever it is for you, relationships, whatever feels frightening or threatening or uncomfortable to you, whether you can make retirement or shouldn't be making retirement yet. So send that love into all aspects of your life and allow yourself now to truly feel that alignment with your divine I Am presence through you all the way down into the heart of Gaia. And then feel your heart open to send out that love and light. Open to bring illumination and peace and harmony to all aspects of creation, especially in your own life. But the key is the letting go of needing to know the outcome, to truly bring yourself into the present moment. It is in the present moment that you will find your true power. Your true power is not power over. Your true power is your alignment with your divine I Am presence, allowing thy will be done through you. Your true power is the power of silence, so that you can witness the hierarchy of light being in contact with you directly. The key in all of this is willingness to let go of all the drama and all the discord that you've used to define yourself as a limited human, and see yourself as a limitless being of love and light in physical form that you are. There are no limits. That is the illusion to break. But you're right now in your place, in your life, in your situation, not because the universe has forgotten about you, but it is right now, right where you are, that you anchor a very unique vibration of love and light. And if you allow yourself to stop struggling against the outer circumstances, and just allow yourself to relax and to feel that connection with Lord Maitreya, and to feel that connection with the elders that have a greater vision in mind, and to feel your connection with your divine I Am presence, then something begins to shift. Life becomes easier. Life becomes then more joyful, more illuminated, more brilliant, more radiant. Just allow everything to happen in its own natural way, and you'll be amazed when you look back how easily and effortless the transformation has been for you, the less you're willing to control it, the less you're willing to need to know where the next step is taking you. Just use as an intention that every step you take is in alignment with your divine self, and that it is for the highest good of yourself and everybody involved. As long as you do that, there can't be a mistake. Make that your mantra. Make that your directive in the knowing that this is the way to go. Now, all you have to do on 11-11 is become aware of the gate within you that aligns with the stargate of 11-11. Open yourself up, and now that you are ready to anchor your galactic self here on Earth at this time in a new way, in a joyful way, in a most liberating way. This is a little bit of a shorter session, but everything that needed to be said was said. Now that my love is with you always, I am Saint Germain, and I will now step back. I'm sure Mark is going to play a piece of music. I will now step back in case any of you want to call in with questions. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
All righty. Saint
Germain? Go ahead, my friend. Yes, I'm here.
All right. We have Catherine.
Hello, Saint Germain. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Greetings, my dear.
Thank you. Greetings. I already got so much information. It really resonated for me. The surrender aspect and the need to control. I'm actually calling with the question this evening. I feel like it's right to walk away from this woman and her organization. And I was just wondering if you also feel that that's right. Any information you could give me around this, I really appreciate.
Considering that you already are asking the question, it is a sign that something has come to a close, and for you, you're ready for a new beginning. I ask you, though, to review your experience so that as you move on from a place of peace. And in the knowing that there was nothing that you experienced that was a mistake, there was nothing there that you should have done differently. Everything happened for you to learn about yourself, to step further into your power, and because you've done that, you are now ready for a new experience of self. And that is at the core. It is of the utmost importance to bring closure to certain episodes in one's life, not because you are sick and tired of the situation, but because you recognize that you've outgrown it. And that's all it is. You've outgrown it. It served its purpose when it was part of your life, and now you're ready for a different outer expression of your inner self. So trust your heart and walk that path, but walk it peacefully and with no regrets.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
You're
thank
very
you
welcome,
so
my dear.
Much. Thank you. God
blessings
bless you. Thank you.
Love you too.
So
namaste.
Namaste.
Elena.
Greetings, Saint Germain. I've been going through one of the more difficult periods of my life, and emotionally, it's feeling like I'm looking back. It's just been a series of mistakes throughout my life. And physically, I'm suffering some symptoms that have me scared that maybe it's even life-threatening. So I'm wondering if there's anything you can tell me about that.
The physical symptoms you're feeling is because you're bombarding yourself with self-judgment that affects your immune system and that creates havoc in your system. What if I told you that everything you've done had purpose? You have not made a mistake. And even in opening your heart up to someone who was not able to respond in the way you wanted to, doesn't mean that it was a mistake. Remember, everything and everybody is part of oneness. So what you opened up your heart to was also a part of your own self. And therefore, it can never be a mistake. It can never be something you've done wrong. This is a crucial time for you to find another level of self-love. You've always seeked outside of yourself for that kind of love that completes you. And yet you will not find it outside of yourself until you find it within yourself first. And this is about self-love for you, my dear. This is all about self-love. And it has nothing to do with how much money you make and how well you live. It starts with you giving yourself the love and nurturing that you so willingly give to others.
Okay, so getting that self-love for myself, and I've been working on that, loving and nurturing myself, but I feel like I've hit
such
a wall.
It's more a mental thing. It is not physically doing it, it's mentally for you. It is you starting truly to recognize the voice of judgment and doubt as no longer being the truth that you accept for your life. So it is, in a way, envisioning within you the part of you that continues to judge you and that continues mentally to keep you weak and small, and then envision the you that is in alignment with your divine I am presence and that is pure love and light, and allow the two to sit at a table and do nothing else and just be together in one space first, because they will not be able to even accept each other because there's such a big discrepancy between both aspects of you. And so it is in allowing them to just be together without trying to interfere, if that makes sense. And so you step into the observer role and you just only step in when there is too much of friction going on. So the power of love. But the idea is to let both sides just be in one space together without you wanting to do something or having to do something, to just let them be. And you will witness how there's going to be a slow change and shift in how they become one. When they become one, then your whole mental outlook will change too.
I see. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, my dear. And I'll be there to support you, I promise you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Hey, Paul.
Hey,
you're on.
Hey, Saint Germain. My question is, how do I, like the higher dimensionals like yourself, you're in the 12th dimension and you love everything in the highest of highest ways. And I'm struggling with loving someone that's resistant and maintaining my boundaries. How do you in the 12th dimension maintain your boundaries? Or do you see everything as one? And I sometimes see everything as one as well. And then, but like, I still have that feeling. Right now, I have that feeling that it's a struggle to be around this person, and So, that's my question.
My friend, it is not about me. It is all about you. And it is about accepting you the way you are and accepting others for the way they are, but that your truth doesn't diminish someone else's truth and vice versa. Everyone has the right to live their own truth. So for you, it is really about accepting yourself just the way you are. Because if you would accept yourself and fully stand up for yourself for who you are, then it wouldn't affect you what someone else thinks or doesn't think or what someone else does or doesn't do. And most importantly, then you would no longer choose to stay in the same place with someone that is very different in their thinking from the way you are. There's a part of you that feels guilty for taking care of your own self and nurturing yourself and being good to yourself. And part of that is your upbringing. There's a very strong upbringing where it is all about service, which is good, and being there for someone else and getting someone else to see the light and to see the love and to see the higher truth. But within the human realm, it is not always as simple. It is not black and white. It is there a lot of shades of gray in there too. And so it is not for you to get someone to understand and see you. It is for you to set an example and to be willing to let someone else to be where they need to be, whatever that is. But that also includes that you don't need to allow yourself to be subjected to this if it brings up a lot of discomfort. So take a step back, be the observer, release the need to control their soul progress, because in truth, they are going through what they need to go through right now for their own spiritual growth process. You might not understand it, but on a higher level, all of the discord and the confusion and what they're choosing is part of teaching them about themselves. Let that be. And you focus on your own life. And you choose according to your own truth. And you choose in alignment with your divine self. And that is the path for you to go. The path of being an example. That's all you can be. Does that help you?
Yeah, that helps me. So follow my own bliss to the highest of ways, and don't worry about anything else at all. If my bliss calls me to move away from them, then do that as well. And
if
when
that
you
is
said,
in alignment with your spiritual self, yes. Sometimes it is about moving away, which then in turn would give them a wake-up call to realize that maybe it is time to change some of their behaviors. Absolutely. If that's what you're guided to do, follow that guidance.
Okay. Isn't ascension about coming together, ascension into fifth dimension? So
but the coming together is first starting within your own self, between you and your divine self. In the higher realm, yes, everything is coming together, but in human form, you're still very much experiencing separation to learn about oneness. So allow those who are in human form to experience separation the way they need to experience it for their soul growth process, to learn about love and oneness and unity, but all in their own pace and at their own time, not necessarily your timing.
And if I'm inspired to keep some contact, do that as well. And when you get into the fifth dimension, then you fully know what it is like to be in love with each other and in peace with each
other, right? Absolutely. It is just part of the human experience that separation is part of learning about yourself.
Okay. Makes sense.
Blessings to you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Maria?
Hello?
Greetings. How can I be of assistance?
Hi. My name is Maria. I call it from New York. I wanted to ask you, please. My daughter did some work. You think somebody they're going to pay to my daughter?
Of course.
Done?
We are always keeping your daughter in our prayers and surrounded in love and light. But also remember your daughter is walking her path with her learning experiences. And even so, you want to protect her and want to make sure that everything is in perfect order for her. Sometimes for the experience of discord is necessary to learn about love and light and about oneness. So we all are keeping your daughter in love and light, and yet it is for her to walk the path and to make choices accordingly. And I understand that as a mother or a father, to protect and wanting to protect your child, wanting to keep your child safe, you want to do anything and everything, and yet the greatest love is to give that child the space it needs to go through its learning lessons and to catch them when they are ready to hear and to see what it's all about. So now we will keep her in love and light and support her along the way, but she is the one walking the path. She is the one making the choices.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you.
Thank you, you too.
All righty, you are all set.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you all for listening to this radio show. Now that I'm always with you, working with you, through you, supporting you through your transformation and along your path of illumination and enlightenment, and now that everything has purpose, surrender to your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to let go of control, and now that everything is in perfect divine order, I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in and for listening to the Saint Germain radio show. Thank you, Mark and Mike. This was beautiful. And
yeah,
we will connect with all of you the second Tuesday of December, right?
Yeah, December 10th.
Yep.
Awesome. So
all right.
Bless
Thanks,
you
everybody.
All. And peace out. Take care. Bye.
Good night.